24 minutes after 11 o'clock here at the Saturday Light Brigade. And an old friend is here who hasn't been here for a while. And I'm, well, you're not old. You're,
yes, I am.
It's all relative. an old friend is here. And it's really nice to feature Irish music in a month other than March, isn't it?
Absolutely.
I mean, not that March is a bad time, but I sometimes think, you know, there's this crescendo in March, and then we go down. But actually, in our area here in Pittsburgh, we're lucky enough to be able to hear traditional and some contemporary Irish music pretty much every week.
Absolutely. It goes on all year long.
And
we kind of think of March as for the tourists.
Yes, March is like the little grab, and hopefully some people stay.
We're happy to share our culture and our good times with the rest of the world in March.
His latest album is called Musings, just out in July. Let's take a listen together to Terry Griffith.
It's a wailing song. I'll give you some history about the song when I'm done. The Diamond is a ship, my lads, for the Davis Straits we're bound. The Kate is all garnished with bonny lasses round. Captain Thompson gave the order to sail the ocean wide. For the sun that never sets, my lads, nor darkness dims the sky. For it's cheer up, my lads, let your heart never fail. For the bonny ship, the Diamond, goes a-searching for the way. Along the quay at Peterhead, the lassies stand around. Their shawls pulled about them, and the salt tears running down. Oh, don't you weep, me bonny wee lass, though you be left behind. For the rose will grow on Greenland's ice before we change our minds. And it's cheer up, me lads, let your heart never fail. For the bonny ship, the Diamond, goes a-searching for the way. Here's a health to the Resolution, likewise the Eliza Swan. Three cheers for the battler, oh, Montrose, the Diamond Ship of Fame. We wear the trousers of the white and the jackets of the blue. When we get to Peterhead, we'll have sweethearts anew. And it's cheer up, my lads, let your heart never fail. For the bonny ship, the Diamond, go a-searching for. My heart has been torn from me, and I am bleeding. My soul has been rent from me, and I am crying. All the beauty around me fades, and I am. I am the last of the great whales, and I am dying, dying. It will be bright by day and night when the Greenland lads come home. Our ship filled up with oil, my lads, and money to our name. We'll make the cradles for to rock and the blankets for to tear, and every lass in Peterhead sing hushaby, my dear. And it's cheer up, my lads, let your heart never fail. For the bonny ship, the Diamond, goes a-searching for the whale.
Terry Griffith at the Saturday Light Brigade. And great to hear him. Bye-bye. We just had Andreas waving goodbye again, and in just a moment, I'll have a chance to talk to Terry about that song. Tell me a little bit about.
Well, it's an old song. There's appears to be some doubt as to the author. There's a couple of guys that it could be. No, I've lost my.
Oh, that's high, and I don't want to stump you either. I just know that your music, and you really like the history of the songs.
I do.
That you play, and I don't want to ask you things you weren't.
It seems when you know the history of a song, it brings much more to the performance of
mm-hmm.
it. That's actually a Scottish song, and there are some sad events that lie behind it, because at one time the world ran on whaling oil, and there was quite an industry across the world in oil that was obtained from whales. They didn't get it from the ground in those days. They got oil for lamps and to make squeaky things run right from whale blubber, and one of the byproducts that they got. And even back in the early 1800s, they were concerned about fishing out the population of the great whales.
Wow.
And they were finding it hard to find schools of great whales since the world was so dependent upon them. And then they found a new source of whales herding up around Greenland in the Davis Straits. So 50 ships were put together by Britain and Scotland, and many people in Scotland earned their livelihood from fishing the whales. So when they couldn't find them, they were in a bad way, which we know here in Pittsburgh what happens when your industry is taken away and you have to find a new one. So when they found this new source of whales in Greenland, they put 50 ships together and sent them all to the Davis Straits to find them. And they got there a month ahead of time because of the great winds that were behind them. And because the great winds were behind them, they also brought fields of ice floes into the area. And 20 out of the 50 ships went down.
Wow.
And many people, many whalers lost their lives. And that was in 1830. The 50 British ships reached the grounds in early June, and they went down.
Now that, and you know, that is sort of like a coal mining song. If you think about, you know, we're used to hearing a lot of songs about tragedies in coal mines. And hear another kind of song with a tragedy about the search for energy.
Yes.
It's kind of an interesting parallel.
Many, many songs throughout history came from the industries of the area. And many of the songs are about losing those industries and recovering with another industry. And Pittsburgh seems to fit right into that tradition.
Terry Griffith is the voice that you're hearing at the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. And I want to be sure we get lots of music in. What would you like to do next?
Well, since I have the new CD, it might be a good idea to do something from that.
There we go.
And, so the Bonnie Ship the Diamond that I just did is from that CD. And here's another interesting song. This is actually an old poem by, we think, by Arthur O'Shaughnessy. He's an early 1800s composer and balladeer. And he wrote this poem, and it's always been one of my favorite poems. And in fact, the first stanza has been on my website for probably 15 years. And I've always loved the meaning behind it. It's called The Wandering Minstrels. And it refers to, in medieval times, you didn't turn on the TV and hear the news. You heard the news from wandering musicians that went around the country singing songs about the news of the day. And they found they could influence the news of the day to their way of thinking with the songs that they sang. And that's really what the song is about. It's called The Wandering Minstrels. And I put the music to it. It was just a poem when I found it. We are the music makers. We are the dreamers of dreams, wandering by lone sea breakers, sitting by desolate streams. World losers, world forsakers, on whom the pale moon gleams. Yet we are the movers and shakers of the world forever it seems. With wonderful deathless ditties, we build up the world's great cities. And out of a fabulous story, we fashioned an empire's glory. One man with a dream at pleasure, so go forth and conquer a crown. And three with a new song's measure can trample an empire down. We in the ages lying in the buried path to the earth, built Nineveh with our sighing and Babel itself with our mirth. In or through them with prophesying to the old of the new world's worth. For each age is a dream that's dying, or one that's coming to birth.
Terry Griffith at the Saturday Light Brigade. That's a real gift to take that poem and set it to music. I'm sure that has to kind of make you feel pretty good, given how meaningful that poem's been to you throughout the years.
It does. And I just really put it to music this last, for this CD, this spring. I've always known the poem, it seems like, always. But I actually just put it to music this spring for the CD. And sometimes you have to wait until the inspiration hits you. And all these years, it hadn't hit me until this spring. And I came up with that melody. It's been put to music before, but it's always been as a symphony with the ode read in the background. It's never been put to a melody before. And the tradition of minstrels actually goes back to the medieval times when there was an actual minstrels guild. And in order to be allowed to entertain, you had to join the minstrels guild. And it ran through the Middle Ages and disappeared around the mid-1700s. And gave way to the troubadours, which my actual title at the Renaissance festivals is the Irish troubadour. And we do ballads usually of love. And I got my title because I did Renaissance festivals and Irish music there, so I'm the Irish troubadour.
It'd be nice to bring back singing the news in news and public affairs. There's got to be some better way of presentation than a lot of what we hear. Speaking of presentation, Terry is going to be at Kelly's in Bridgewater on Tuesday.
This coming Tuesday.
And it looks like you're there frequently on Tuesdays. I'm looking. If you go, we've linked to a place where you can see Terry's schedule, pittsburghirish.org/Griffith. At least that's how we did it. And you can see his schedule. But Tuesday, Kelly's out in Bridgewater, which is a nice spot. I haven't been there in a long time.
It's a lovely place, lovely people. We have a good time. Every Tuesday is Irish night.
Ah.
And the third Tuesday of every month is my Irish
night. Your subset, Terry Griffith Night of Nights.
Yes.
What would you like to play next?
First, I want to tell you about something that kind of goes along with the singing of the news.
Oh.
There's one of Pittsburgh's finest citizens and a musician and a friend of mine and a friend of many musicians in Pittsburgh was subject to an attack about a week ago, a little over a week ago, in a senseless act of violence and road rage. He was almost struck in the street, and he yelled at the driver to slow down, and the driver got out and just beat him up. And put him in the hospital, and he was beaten pretty badly. And there's pictures of him in the hospital on the internet and on Facebook. He has a Facebook page. His name is Dave Whaley, and he's a drummer with several different bands in town. And because it's a story that I see consistently about people in different genres who don't have health insurance.
Mm.
And Dave has some tremendous medical bills, and there are fundraisers happening all over town in the next few months for Dave and to raise some money. There's a T-shirt that's being sold. I hope to be part of one of those concerts. There's several of them going on, so I don't know where I'll be with that, but the next one that I know about is Excuses in the South Side, and that will be November the 24th. But if anyone would like to donate, would like to find out more about the situation and about Dave and what's going on to help him, the best way is to go to Facebook and look for Dave Whaley Support. It's W-H-A-L-E-Y, the Facebook.com Dave Whaley Support. And you'll see information about all the upcoming shows and what can be done to help Dave. He's somebody that has been a friend to everybody and just a really nice guy. Didn't deserve that kind of treatment. So Excuses Bar and Grill will be the next one, November 24th. That's a Saturday. There'll be music, The Pump Fakes, Mother's Little Helpers, Tom Breeding, Bill Toms, The Soul Kitchen, and Venus and Furs will be some of the people that will be on that show. So.
Well, and I just posted a link as you were talking to that site. That's just horrible. Well, wonderful that the community is getting involved, but just horrible about that accident, which I had not heard of this. It wasn't an accident. Horrible about this act of violence that occurred. And we've had too much. Especially in the biking community, there have just been a few too many issues like this. And Dave Whaley, W-H-A-L, like whale, like the first song you heard, just put a Y on the end of it. And you can see a support page. I am quite sure he would appreciate just a note of encouragement if you can't attend or donate. I'm quite sure he would appreciate that.
Sure.
Thank you for bringing that up.
Yeah, I hope he's out of the hospital now, but and he's recuperating. But he's very colorful, black and blue, and different colors.
Yeah.
I'm doing a lot of Scottish songs today. I don't know why. It just seems like the thing to do, I guess. I've been doing a lot of Scottish songs lately. This one is a song by my good friend Andy M. Stewart, who is in town occasionally from time to time. He was just here a couple of weeks ago, and it's not a surprise anymore to walk into a pub and see Andy sitting.
Yeah, he hangs out Pittsburgh. In Pittsburgh a lot.
Yes, he
it?
Does. He likes Pittsburgh. He likes the people, and we did a concert to support. And there's a lot of this that goes on in Pittsburgh. Not many people are aware of it, but a couple of years ago, we found out that he was in a bad way, had back surgery, and hadn't played in a year and a half. So many of us who do his music on a regular basis got together at the Harp and Fiddle in the Strip and did a tribute night and sold. We put together a CD of all of his songs that we did. There's about six or seven acts, and we each did three songs. And we had them ready to sell that night. And somebody in town who's a big Andy Stewart fan sent him a ticket, and he was here for that show. And we inspired him and sent him back home with a few bucks and a lot of inspiration. So that's one reason why he comes back. But this is called Golden Golden. Slowly, slowly walk the path, and you might never stumble or fall. Slowly, slowly walk the path, and you might never fall in love at all. Golden, golden is her hair, like the morning sun over fields of corn. Golden, golden flows her love, so sweet and clear and warm. Lonely, lonely is the heart that can ne'er another call its own. Lonely, lonely lies the part that has to live all alone. Golden, golden is her hair, like the morning sun over fields of corn. Golden, golden flows her love, so sweet and clear and warm. Wildly, wildly beats the heart with a rush of love, like a mountain stream. Wildly, wildly play your part, as free as a wild bird's dream.
Golden, golden is her hair, like the morning sun over fields of corn. Golden, golden flows her love, so sweet and clear and warm.
Played by Terry Griffith, written by Andy M. Stewart. That's a good song. I forgot how much I liked that song. And you really do it justice, too.
Thank you.
How long have you been performing in Pittsburgh now, if you mind my asking?
Well, it's I moved to Pittsburgh in 73.
Wow.
And I started playing in pubs and night spots back in 73, and been doing it ever since.
And where did you – were you in Ireland? I forget. Where did you come from?
Wheeling, West Virginia.
Ah, that's right. I remember that now. Okay. Hey, you were born in the United States.
I was born in Wheeling, and there's not many places to play in Wheeling unless you do country, and it just wasn't to my liking, so – That and other reasons brought me to Pittsburgh.
So it's
my wife and I.
It's the 40th anniversary coming up here.
Yes,
the 40th anniversary of your coming to Pittsburgh, which is actually kind of neat. It's our 35th coming up for SLB.
I think Mike Gallagher has been here.
Yes. Yeah.
And he was one of the first musicians that I met, and we keep talking about having an anniversary concert with just the two of us.
Well, it's funny that you mentioned Mike, because while you were playing, I just looked to the left and I saw the 12-string guitar there, and that made me think of Mike, because I think Mike primarily plays 12-string,
yes,
if my memory's right.
Yes, he does.
And Mike's another one of those guys that, you know, you need to remember he's here 12 months out of the year,
yes,
not
he
just
is.
One.
And he's all over town. And yeah. Irish music happens all over town all year long. Almost five nights a week, you can find Irish music somewhere.
And it's as diverse as any other nation's music. And, you know, a lot of people think, you know, all it is Daddy Boy and, you know, the unicorn song, whatever.
Oh, no.
But the songs are, you know, a variety of different, you know,
absolutely,
songs. And it's important to, I guess personally, I think Irish music certainly gets stereotyped a lot. It's,
usually most people think of drinking songs.
Yeah.
Irish drinking songs. And I do a few of those, and you almost have to, because we're playing in that atmosphere. But I also like to intersperse songs like Golden, Golden, and some of the other songs that you'll hear on my CDs into the evening, and kind of make it a mix of many things. You can sit in an Irish pub and talk to somebody and have the music in the background, and you can't do that to many other types of music. You kind of have to come to enjoy the music. Seamus Kennedy is coming the end of the month to the Harp and Fiddle, and he's one of my favorite entertainers, because between his jokes and the songs that you have to listen to, because you might miss something hilarious, it's the kind of an evening where you listen all evening and you enjoy being entertained.
What's nice to be captivated that way, and actually important to be captivated that way too, to be taken away from what might be in your own mind and to have it filled up by somebody else.
Absolutely.
For somebody else. We probably have time for one more. I want to thank Terry Griffith for being here, also from the Pittsburgh Youth Symphony Orchestra, our representative today, Yanni Kamado. Thanks to everybody from the Fairchild Challenge, and to Anastasia Wavchko from Pittsburgh Ballet Theater, and to you. We're going to let Terry Griffith take us out. His new album is called Musings. It's terrific, and it's good to have him here at the Saturday Light Brigade.
in Banbridge Town in the County Down. One morning last July, from a boring green came a sweet Colleen. She smiled as she passed me by. She looked so sweet from her two bare feet to the sheen of her nut brown hair. Such a coaxing elf, I shook myself to see I was really there. From Bantry Bay up to Derry Kay, and from Galway to Dublin Town, no maid I've seen like the brown Colleen I met in the County Down. As she onward sped, I scratched my head, I looked with a feeling rare. Then I says I to a passerby, who's the maid with the nut brown hair? He smiled at me and he says he, that's the gem of Ireland's crown. Young Rosie McGann from the banks of the Ban, the star of the County Down. At the harvest fair, she'll surely be there. I'll dress in my Sunday clothes, with my shoe shone bright and my hat cocked right, for a smile from my nut brown rose. No pipe I'll smoke, no horse I'll yoke, till my plow turns a rust colored brown. Till a smiling bride by my own fireside, the star of the County Down. From Bantry Bay up to Derry Kay, and from Galway to Dublin Town, no maid I've seen like the brown Colleen I met in the County Down.
Thank you to Terry Griffith. The CD should be out in a lot of places, right?
It is. Most of my gigs, you can pick them up in a couple of the stores around town.
And look for him at Callie's this Tuesday night in Bridgewater. Join us again in Bridgewater, is correct, right?
Bridgewater, yeah. Right outside of Beaver.
Yeah. Join us again next week for the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions on Public Radio.